Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. Just a little quick background for our listeners. You are an economist that focuses on the floor covering business. You work with us and help us with a lot of the statistics we use at Floor Focus, but you also publish an annual report called the U.S. Floor Report, which if you subscribe to that, you also get quarterly market reports. And I was thinking if we talk today, you might give us a little perspective on where the floor covering business is today. Where do we stand today in the floor covering business?
Well, I thought where we would start is to look at the underpinnings of the business and look at the key economic drivers of the business. I wanted to talk a little bit about real GDP. I think the media did a disservice to everybody by highlighting the fact in the first quarter the real GDP declined 2.1%. That's a period-to-period decline. What they're saying was real GDP in the first quarter declined versus the fourth quarter of 2013, whereas in the year-over-year comparison, comparing 2014 to the quarter the year before, we actually grew 2.2% in the first quarter. So things are not as bad as they may seem. You have to look beyond the numbers and look at the context. And everybody in the business compares their performance this year versus the same period last year, takes out seasonality, among other things. When you look at it that way, and you look at the economic situation the same way, you can see things aren't not as bad as the media would portray them. So right now, we grew 2.2% year over year in the first quarter, 2.3% in the second quarter. So we're around 2.2% for the year in the overall economy. Now, that's not too bad. That's not great in a recovery, but it's not bad either.
Yeah. So how does that relate to what we're doing in the flooring business today?
We're growing slowly, and it depends on where you are in the flooring business. I'll give you an example. Housing starts are up 5%, but multifamily is up 16%. Even though single family's flat, single family didn't come in the way we thought they were, it was going to come in, and multifamily came in a lot better. So if you're selling resilient and carpet, which a lot goes into the multifamily sector, you're looking pretty good right now. If you're selling hardwood or ceramic tile, you're constrained by the flat for single family construction figures. Yeah. And even within that, if you're in Texas or California, single family construction is up.
Yeah.
In California, it's up double digits. So if you're selling wood and ceramic in California, you don't see the same thing that you do in other places. All depends where you are and all depends the context that you're in.
Yeah, I know you do a serious analysis on the reports we get from the big home centers, which gives you an indication of what's going on kind of on the lower end of the retail flooring business. What does that tell us?
Well, the home centers are doing quite well right now. If you're selling to the home centers, home center sales in general are up 3.5% year to date through June compared to the same period last year. Home Depot and Lowe's both reported 4.2% increases. Lumber Liquidators 4.5, Tile Shop 14. On the other hand, the flooring stores declined 0.8%, according to the Commerce Department. So the home centers are stepping out a little bit ahead of the floor covering stores right now. The other thing that I found surprising, despite all of the talk about Made in America, imports are up 11%. So people haven't shifted all of their product lines or as much of their product lines, I think, as maybe they plan to, not just yet anyway.
I think we're out ahead of ourselves with some of that news. But let's go back to retail just a minute. Why do you think the independent floor covering retailers' business is off?
The problem is that consumer spending is off. A lot of their business comes in the form of replacement.
Yeah.
And the business, too, is bifurcated. It's either at the low end or the high end.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is at the low end right now.
Yeah.
And the home centers eat that business up. Same thing you're looking at on the new home construction side. Multifamily tends to be on the low end. And a lot of tenant improvement. And a lot of the low-end products are going there. And if you sell low-end products, you're doing well. If you're selling high-end or especially middle-priced products, the middle is going out of the market across the board, not just in our industry. I mean, you don't have to look at the automobile industry. The brands that were dropped were all middle brands.
Yeah.
Mercury, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, they're all gone, and they were all in the middle of the segment.
I wrote an editorial in this issue that's in the mail right now, the August-September issue of Full Focus, and, you know, hey, gas prices are at the lowest they've been in a long time. Auto sales are running at a 17 million unit pace annualized, which is the best we've seen since 2006. And like you say, the economy is pretty warm right now. So things are lined up for pretty good business. Now, one of the neat things about the U.S. floor report that you don't get from, say, Catalina or these other reports is that you actually do a forecast, and you've called for a 5% improvement in floor covering sales for the year 2014. Where do you stand with that prediction?
I stand by it. I think we're going to end up that way. We're already seeing the public flooring companies are reporting, many of them are reporting 4 to 6% growth, in some cases even more. Dixie had a good year so far, 27%, I believe. Interface is doing well. You know, the ceramic companies are doing 3 to 6%. So we're seeing growth out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it depends on where you are in the segment. If you're trading in the right segments, like multifamily,
yeah,
like Texas, like California, you're seeing growth. If you're trading in some of the other parts of the segments, things are a little tougher.
Okay, Santo, thanks for this mid-year read on where we stand. I hope you're right about 5% growth at the end of the year. Last year we saw 7% growth, so it is off a little bit. But even further out, things look pretty good for 15 and 16, right?
Absolutely. Construction's going to pick up. The one thing I worry a little bit about, housing is moving ahead at about a 5% clip. New home construction is the best forecaster for the floor covering business that there is of all the economic variables. You can run all the statistical correlations, and the one that comes out the tightest is housing starts lagged, will give you the best correlation on what's going on with the floor covering business and what's going to happen to the floor covering business. You know, like I said, we're running 5% ahead. I think that bodes well for this year being coming in around 5%. And next year, it's going to be stronger, and hopefully there'll be a different attitude in Washington. Some positive things will come out of there.
All right, great. Well, Santo, I appreciate the update on the mid-year. You've been talking to Santo Tresivia, who is an economist who studies the floor covering business, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.